Lili Nishmas, Abba Murray Zichrono Livracha. We're in Siman Tav Tzadi Dalid, Seif Beis. The Shulchan Aruch tells us what we lain on the second day of Shavuos. So you lain the Parsha of the Moadim that's found in Parshas Re'eh, starting from Kol HaBechor. The Mishnah Berurah adds on that if it's Shabbos on the second day of Shavuos, you have more aliyahs, you have to start earlier from Aser to Aser, a little earlier in the Parsha. Oh, and then the Haftorah is from Chabakuk in Perek Sheni of Chabakuk, starting from V'Hashem Behecha. Good. Okay, Sif Gimel. Aser least Anos B'motzei Chag HaShavuos. You're not allowed to fast the day after Shavuos. Why is that? Because the Mishnah explains in Chagiga that if Shavuos fell out on Shabbos, they wouldn't offer the Karbanos Olas Re'iyah. They wouldn't shech the Karbanos. They wouldn't bring the Karbanos Olas Re'iyah or the Karbanos Chagiga on Shabbos because those are Karbanos Yachid. And they'd be forced to bring them the next day. So the next day had a quasi-status of a Yom Tov, the Mishnah describes. So therefore, nowadays as well, the Yisro Chag of Shavuos has a special status, and it's also to fast. Now, on Sukkot and Pesach, if the first day was on Shabbos, they wouldn't offer their Karbanos that day, it would be offered the next day on Chol HaMoed. But the Yisro Chag after Sukkot and after Pesach doesn't have this idea, because there weren't any personal Karbanos Yachid that you had to bring on Shmini Atzeres or on the seventh day of Pesach. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that based on that, it should be mutter to fast on the day after Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, and the day after the end of Pesach. However, the Gra is mashma that you shouldn't fast there either. And the Mishnah Berurah Taka at the beginning of Hilchos Pesach writes that the meaning is we don't fast on any day of Yisro Chag. But the real root of the halacha of fasting on Yisro Chag, I meant to say the Mishnah Berurah says that we don't fast. The real root of not fasting on Yisro Chag comes from here, from the day after Shavuos. The Ramah continues that we don't say Tachanun from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Sivan until the eighth day, meaning until after Yisro Chag, because of the special status of Yisro Chag, we don't say Tachanun for those 8 days. The Mishnah Berurah explains already that the Hachana from Matan Torah already began in a special way on Beis Sivan. So from Rosh Chodesh all the way till afterwards, we don't say Tachanun. Oh, now the Mishnah Berurah quotes back in Hilchos Tachanun that there are some who didn't say Tachanun, who don't say Tachanun the 6 days after Shavuos, because you have Tashlumin for the Karban Chagiga and Olas Riyah for those 6 days, in case you didn't bring your Karban. On Vav Sivan, you had the next 6 days afterwards. So therefore, there are many who don't say Tachanun through Yud Gimel Sivan. This is actually interesting. In Eretz Yisrael, that means you don't say Tachanun through Yud Beis Sivan, but Yud Gimel you would say. In Chutz Laretz, so some have a minog not to say Tachanun, including also on Yud Gimel you don't say, because Yud Gimel is 6 days after the second day of Yom Tov. Rav Shlomo Zalman, however, writes that no, since the idea of Tashlumin for Karbanos is an Eretz Yisrael thing in the Beis HaMikdash, then in Chutz Laretz as well, they should resume saying Tachanun on Yud Gimel. So in Eretz Yisrael, they resume on Yud Gimel, and in Chutz Laretz, it's about different customs whether you resume Tachanun on Yud Gimel or only on Yud Dalet. Oh. Then the Ramah writes, V'nogin l'shtoach asavim b'shvuos beis hakenesis ve'abatim zeich l'simchas matan Torah. There's a custom to put out flowers and greenery in the shuls and the houses as a reminder of the fact that flowers and greenery decorated Har Sinai when the Torah was given. There was a nes. It says that so v'bekar al yiru, that they can't graze. That means that in the middle of the desert, on Har Sinai, there was greenery and shrubs that grew at the time of Matan Torah. Oh, so therefore, zechut that's put out in the shul before Shavuos, flowers and various greenery things as well. Then there are Mishnah Berurah quotes in Minog that some people used to put up trees, different types of trees in the shuls and in their homes to remind us that on Shavuos we're judged on the coming year's crop of fruits. But that Minog, the Gruss stopped, because since now the Goyim use trees as part of their celebration for their holiday, so we don't do trees, and most people don't do trees. However, the greenery and the flowers, the custom is that in most places that we do that, that the idea of greeneries and flowers is not included in what the Gruss said. In what the Gruss said, so therefore we don't place trees, but we do place greeneries and flowers. So the minhag is just not to put an actual tree up in the shuls and in the homes on Shavuos. Mishnah Berurah discusses that this should be done on Erev Yom Tov, but indeed it can be done on Yom Tov as well. The greenery and the flowers are not muksa because you thought about them and you planned on Erev Yom Tov to put them out, and therefore it's mutter to put them out on Yom Tov itself. However, if Shavuos falls on Sunday, and then you should not put them out on Shabbos, because your kavana is for Yom Tov, and you can't be meichin from Shabbos to Yom Tov. So rather, if Shavuos falls out on Sunday, you should put everything out on Friday or on Yom Tov itself. Okay, we'll stop.